I cook it. I might have cooked it.
Two families. The Nad family is one of them. And then Martinez family is the other. I would like the Martinez family to come forward. And they have three children today that we're going to commit to the care of the Lord Jesus. And along with that, commit their parents to raising them to love Jesus. And you are all welcome to join us here. Is that your mother? Are you mother? You're welcome to come up and join us. If you're not comfortable, that's fine. You can stay, but I'd love to have you. This is a family. We've been friends with Desiree and her family for some time here. This is Juan. When I called Juan the other day, he was working on a car. Did you make any progress? Good. Good, good, good. And I don't know you. Angela. Welcome. And we have Angela, who's Juan's mother, children's grandmother here. This is Gabriel. You're named after an angel. And this is Danielle. You're named after a man who survived a night with hungry lions. And this is Miguel. Isn't that Michael in Spanish? And the Bible says that Michael stands up for God's people. So you all have very special names that are connected to the story of Scripture. So we're going to do something very simple. First, before we pray, I want to just speak to you as family. Angela, Juan, Desiree. These are precious children. You may not always agree on everything, but may it be settled in your hearts that one thing matters most, and that is that making sure your children are raised. To be good citizens, we want good citizens, don't we? Good citizens. That's important. But good citizens that are not only good citizens here, but good citizens for eternity. So in your interactions with them, ask yourself the question, how can I help them be good citizens here and ready for life with Jesus in eternity? That's very important. Because surviving here, if you're not ready for eternity, there isn't really much to look forward to. So we want to be ready for eternity. And then church family, you see these children. It's also your responsibility to support them, to love them. Children sometimes do things that we adults, you know, we act like those disciples sometimes. You know, we don't have time for the children. You know, go play with your toys. We're doing religious stuff. But Jesus said that the children are the ones that we need to be like. And then children, your parents are doing the best they can to raise you to love Jesus. God wants you to respect them, to honor them, and gives a promise that if you do that, your days will be long in the land that the Lord gives you. So respect your parents. They actually are wiser than you. And that may be hard for you right now to really bite into, Miguel, but it is true. It is true. So we're going to have a prayer together. So I'm going to pray for each of you individually and for the family. I'm going to start with the young one, Danielle. Let's bow together. Father, I want to ask that you'd be with Danielle. She has such a sweet smile. There were so many women in Scripture who did great things for you. I ask that you would add Danielle's story to that list. That even though she's young, that her heart would be yours. That she would be perhaps like an Esther, brave in the face of conflict, or perhaps like a Mary, quietly doing God's errands. Most of all, be in her heart. Give her a heart that's willing to obey her parents and that loves you. And I want to pray now for Gabriel, named after the most powerful angel in heaven. I ask that you would make his life a powerful witness for you here, that he also would have the courage to respect his parents, to do right, to love Jesus. Bless his life. And I want to pray that you would be with Miguel. He's getting very close to manhood. The life that stretches out ahead of him The turns are not clear, and yet he will be facing important decisions, will be influencing people in school and in life. And I ask that you would send your angels with him, that you would give him courage and a humble heart to listen to the wisdom of his parents. In the face of friends who don't agree with his decisions, that he would have the courage to do right. And that you would make him, through your presence, a light wherever he goes. And then, Father, there's the Martinez family. Such a special family. I ask that you would be in this home. That you would guide the parents and grandmother as they influence these children. Give them wisdom in those moments of crisis to know how to reveal your kindness to their children. How to reveal your strength, your righteousness to their children. In Jesus' name, amen. I have something for you to remember this day by. This is for you and your parents, Miguel. It says, Certificate of Child Dedication. Gabriel Martinez was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ on the 22nd day of February 2014 at the Three Angels Seventh Adventist Church in the Kansas-Nebraska Conference. And then it has this. We do solemnly commit ourselves to nurture and train him and prepare him not only for this life, but for also for eternal life. And then it has the signatures of the mom and dad and myself and the church elder as committing on all parts to faithfulness. There's one for Danielle and one for Miguel. And see me after I made a typo so I can correct those. But you can go sit down. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to invite up Shannon and Jessica. And is this a good time? Or is she not going to like that? Ruby, is Ruby going to survive? Okay. And Shannon and Jack and Ruby. Ruby's the little one. Jack is the big brother. And Betsy is right in between. Here's what they look like if you want to see. Their certificates. This was given to us at the dedication of our daughter. Not the same one, but one like it. And it's been such a special reminder. So we're doing that for them. Well, challenge to you. I gave a challenge to them, but I'm going to speak to you as parents, too. God has given you three special gifts. And they're not only your children, but they're, in another sense, your brothers and sisters. Your brothers and sisters in the kingdom. So as you treat them, the Bible says that their angels always see the face of your Heavenly Father. And those angels are willing to help you, to protect your children, to give you wisdom in ministering to them and caring for them. The Holy Spirit will be your comforter and guide through the challenging and rewarding days of parenthood. So trust Him to guide you. And Jack, Mommy and Daddy want to raise you to love Jesus. And I want you to obey them, and so does Jesus. And Betsy, you obey Mommy and Daddy, okay? Yeah. Well, if you come together, I know Ruby, I can't say anything to Ruby. She, you know, I would love to hold Ruby since she's small enough. You think she'll permit me? Are you going to hold my mic? Can you hold it? Hang on, don't give me Ruby. Going to pray. Jack, you want to stand up here? Yeah. Father, thank you for this dear family. I want to pray first for Ruby and just ask, Father, that you would be with little Ruby. You know her mom and dad love her so much. You love her more than they do. I ask that you would give them wisdom as they raise her to love you, to be a good citizen, that you would bless this home with your angels, with your Holy Spirit. And bless little Ruby that she would grow up to love you and reveal your character in her life. Father, I want to pray for Jack. Jack's a special boy. We always have fun playing when I go to their house. Jack loves animals. And I ask that you would give him a love for you that's just as strong as the love he has for those animals. That he would love you as he grows up, would be obedient at home, and would grow up to do great things for you. Finally, Father, be with little Betsy. Betsy is a wonderful spring of joy in the home, and I pray for your blessing in Betsy's life, that as she grows, she would also love you, that she would grow to be faithful, to do your work and serve others. Please bless this home, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And I have these for you. They say the same thing. There's one for each of you. You may not have hands for them now. There's one for Jack, one for Betsy, and one for Gina. Well, you can stay right here. Gina, would you join me? And James, and we're wrapping up right now.